One report shows the number of South Dakota families without homes increased in 2016. Federal officials say there are many variables at play when considering homelessness in South Dakota. The United States Department of Housing and Urban Development 2016 Homeless Report is based on a single night in January of this year. On that night, over 1,000 people experienced homelessness throughout the state. That's a nearly 47% increase from 2010. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has the story.
According to the report, the number of homeless families in South Dakota jumped up nearly 30% from 2015, but at the same time, homeless veterans decreased by over 30%. Roger Jacobs is South Dakota's field office director for HUD. He says this data is a point-in-time count, so the numbers have a tendency to fluctuate. Jacobs says affordable housing, unemployment, and substance abuse are the three main factors causing homelessness in the state. He says ending homelessness is not always a clear-cut route.
Doesn't look like in 2017 there will be much of any of that those funds available, which will create a little bit of a gap because they were used in a number of activities, for some homeless prevention activities, to rehabbing properties, to down payment closing cost assistance for mid to lower income households.
But Jacob says housing is a major issue in certain communities and that some state funding sources, like Build South Dakota, are diminishing.
Each individual and each family experiencing homelessness has their own unique situation, and you have to almost address it on an individual case-by-case basis and just not take a broad paintbrush and say we need this in general.
Jacob says HUD plans to continue tackling the issue of homelessness by working with existing programs and forming new ones. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner.